night when blustering winds blew, a dusky was the sky. Though I was feeble, weak, and old, watching then went I. But cruel fate did prove unkind, my grief did then begin. Then, quite contrary to my mind, a stranger he got in. Two keys unto my door I had, as I did think it fit. But now it makes me almost mad, I had so little wit. For when a-watching I was gone, my sorrow did begin. A wanton and a lascivious man, unknown to me, got in. Into the bed straightway went and hugged my loving wife, who used to give me heart's content. I loved her as my life, and grieved to think she should commit so foul and gross a sin. And let him do what was not fit when she had let him in. As they in sweet embraces lay, I chanced to return, and spoiled the game which they did play, for which my wife did mourn. She told me she was wondrous ill, and thus she did begin. With shrieks and groans she made her moans, 'cause she had let him in. I willing was to go to bed, and off my breeches threw. She told me she was almost dead, and knew not what to do. Dear love, quoth she, a cordial get, my pains afresh begin. Thought she was so not to let another in. Away went I most willingly, for my dear spouse's sake. A pair of breeches on put I, which proved a mistake. I to the apothecary to win. A cordial brave I asked to have, not thinking who got in. A cordial was prepared for me, then thus I did reply. At present I cannot pay thee, but yet assuredly in. And there, behold, was store of gold the youngster had brought in. The apothecary he did view the breeches I had on, and them he said full well he knew, then him I stared upon. How I by the shag breeches came to pause, then did begin. At last thought I, assuredly she let some gallant in. Away went I most furiously, this trick to think upon. But when I came with grief and shame, the youngster he was gone. I had his watch and money too, and I let him in. Take warning all both great and small in women ne'er confide, for some pretend to